Hey y'all, this is Ron Houston with the Six String Outlaws, and in case you hadn't heard, this is Kickin' Country with the outlaw man himself, Jerry Burns. Well, in walked this man, he came right off the street. Stripes on his shoulders and chains wrapped around his feet. He pulled up a bar stool and he sat next to me and said, "Hey bartender, how about a shot of old JD?" He threw back that shot, he looked me in the eye, said he'd shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Drank Jack and I drank Jim Beam. Johnny was the baddest man I've ever seen.
But I asked the man why he was all dressed in black. He said, "Son, you wouldn't understand." Said I didn't know Jack. Said he couldn't count all the bad things he'd done. Said he'd probably be dead by the age of 71. He asked the bartender to bring in the check. That's when I saw the number 13 tattooed on his neck.
Well, Johnny drank Jack.
Back in Arkansas, he said that's where he belonged. He had to make things right with this woman he'd once wronged. Said he took the pills to drive away the pain, trying to kill them voices that were trying to drive him insane. Said his mama used to say, "Now, listen to me, son. Always be a good boy and don't you ever play with guns." Yeah, that's what she said.
Johnny drank Jack, and I drank Jim Beam. Johnny was the baddest man I've ever seen.
Well, just like that, the old man disappeared. Just an empty bar stool and one half drink beer. You know, I don't think the old man ever told me his name. It's what he said when he left that was still stuck deep in my brain. He said with gravel in his gut, spit in his eye, he was a man by God, but he couldn't cry. No way.
Well, Johnny drank Jack, and I drank Jim Beam. Johnny was the baddest man I'd ever seen. Johnny drank Jack, and I drank Jim Beam.